Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayechi, the 17th day of the month of Teves, and yes, a new year, 2021. Thank you to our amazing and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. Mazel tov to the Schwartz family. I believe today was a day when a grandson put on tefillin, I believe. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I understand 5 p.m. Eastern Time is after Shabbos for those who live in the Northeast. However, for those here in Florida, in California, and other parts of the world, that time is just a deadline. Of course, you can always submit it prior to that. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Ilan Hakoka of the Sephardic Congregation, Fort Lee, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Hakoka slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130, will be followed by the Mishnah Berach HaCholim and the Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation on this short Friday with Rabbi Hakoka to learn more about his wonderful community in Fort Lee. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hakoka.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and it's a great pleasure to be here on Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Vayechi. I'd like to share with you all thoughts that I saw recently. Chachamim, our rabbis teach us in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, tractate Sanhedrin 110a, that Yosef hid three different treasures. And one of those treasures was revealed, was found by Korach. The second one was found by Antoninus, who was the Caesar, and the third one, Le'atid Lavo, will be found in the future. And I was thinking about it, these three treasures could be three different lessons that Yosef has left the world. The first one is that Yosef has a dream, and he has a dream where he's telling his brothers that they are going to bow down to him. And the brothers, as we know, the Torah says, they respond by telling him, are you going to be our king? Are you going to be the ruler over us? And finally, we know that the brothers did bow down to him in order to teach us that when someone is chosen to be a king, he's going to be a king, and there's nothing that we could do about that. And this particular treasure was found by Korach. Korach went in front of Moshe, and he basically criticized Moshe about being the leader. He told them, Korach, I'm from the same family, and I should be the leader. But Moshe Rabbein responds to him by telling him, Boker ve'yoda Hashem et asher lo. In the morning, we'll see who's going to be the leader, and we know what's the end of the story. Moshe Rabbein was the leader because this is what God has chosen. He has chosen Moshe and Aharon to be the leaders. And in a sense, we are going through this virus, and God is the one who has chosen, who has brought it to the world. And it's up to us to figure it out and to be positive about it and to deal with it the best way we can. The second treasure is Yosef going to Mitzrayim, going to Egypt. And he is working with Egyptians, even though he is in Hebrew, in order to teach us that hatred between religions is not going to stay forever. There's always a possibility to respect each other and to respect each other's differences by tolerance, by working together, by seeing what we have in common. And Antoninus, who was the Caesar, he's one of his greatest friends was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah. So here were two leaders, one who was Jewish, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the great leader who put together the Mishnayot, and Antoninus, who was the Caesar, and they were friends. And that reminds me, actually, recently, there was, with a few countries, a peace process that was done the last few months to show that we are getting to this point of putting our differences aside and working together. And the third one, the third lesson that Yosef has taught us is that sinat achim, hatred between brothers, is not going to stay forever. It's not going to exist forever. after his brothers wanted to kill him. Finally, they come to him as they see that he's the viceroy, the second command in Egypt. And what do they tell him after Yaakov Avinu dies in this week's parasha? They say, we should be slaves for you. We should be your slaves. But Yosef responds to them by telling them, he's crying and he's telling them, Atem chashavtem lera'a, you thought it was for, you had an evil intention, but God was behind it. I'm actually going to be the one who is going to help you. Achalkel etchem, I'm going to fund everything that you need. You're going to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. You're going to live with me. And that teaches us that le'atid lavo, hopefully in the near future, there's going to be always a bonding between brothers. Actually, the word ach in Hebrew, a brother, comes from the word me'uche, and me'uche means attached or connected. And certainly, I would say that the virus has brought us upon us. It's true, it's not easy, but at the same time, it brought unity, it brought us together. And this togetherness, and these three lessons, I believe, are showing us that we are nearing the end, be'ezrat Hashem, where Mashiach is going to come, and yiratzon, that in the merit of all of these great lessons, we're going to get to the end of this epidemic. And Mashiach is going to come in the Rabbi. Amenu. Amen. Amen. I'm going to proceed with the three Tehillim, starting with Tehillim Chav Gimel 23, and I'm going to read it in the Moroccan Nusach, in the Moroccan custom.
Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar Bin Odeshe ירביצני על מנוחות ינעלני נפשי ישובב ירחני במעגלת צדק למען שמו גם כי אלך בגצל מוות לא ירא רע כי אתה עמדי שפתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני תרוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי ישנת בשמן ראשי כותי לוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
121, Psalm 121, קוף חף א', שירה
מעלות, אשא עיני אל הרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי נעים אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ, אל יתן על אמות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני ציל לך על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקע, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מקור רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צדך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם.
פרק קופלמד, chapter 130. שיר
המעלות ממעמקים, קראתיך אדוני, אדוני. שמעה בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. עם עוונות תשמור יא, אדוני מיעמוד. יעמך הסליחה למען תברא, קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו חלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני. אם אדוני החסד והרבה מופדות.
We're going to continue on with the Misha Berach, a blessing for all the men and women who are in need of refuah. And I'm going to pause in order for everyone to be able to think and to say the names of all the cholim and the cholot, the people who are in need of refuah, of recovery. Mi sheberach avotenu v'imotenu, hu yevarech et ha-cholim v'ha-cholot, uvichlalam hu yevarech.
מלכה דעלמא וברך ידכון, וזכה ידכון, ושמר כל צלק רחון,
שלחנו שברוך הוא רפואה שלמה, אין לה לפנה להם, אין לה לפנה להם, זכות התורה תגן באדם, ויוכללו בהם כל הברכות כולם, חן ירצון, ונאמר אמן. We're going to conclude with אחינו כל בית ישראל, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ושיבול לגולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Akoka. As we transition into the next segment of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we're doing very well. Thank God. Keeping positive and keeping Baruch Hashem the best. We do the best we can.
Pastor Hashem, we're certainly happy to hear. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a little bit of a brief overview of the shul, of Fort Lee, and the community in general?
Absolutely. So we are in Bergen County in Fort Lee. It's just next to the George Washington Bridge. It's an amazing community that I have the privilege of to be here 5 years. Moroccan community brings me back home since my parents are from Morocco. And this is the Nusach that I grew up with, the custom that I remember from my parents' home, from my father, Alav Shalom, from my mother, she lived till 120 and more with good health. And the community that I grew up also in Montreal and in Israel. So really, it's an amazing, amazing community, around 100 families, one which every member it feels part of the family, and we keep those traditions alive.
Amazing. And I know certainly our callers, but I can speak for myself, very much enjoyed and really do every time we have the schut to have one of our Sephardic brethren on the calls from different places throughout the Middle East, and always a different niggun, a different tune, a different way of saying it, and it certainly enriches all of us. What motivated, what drove you, Rabbi Akoka, to go into the rabbinate, to become a pulpit rabbi? I know you wear multiple hats with the rabbi of the Beit HaSefer. What motivated you to go on this path in life?
Good question. So my father, Alav Shalom, next week is going to be 26 years. Always used to tell me that his father, my grandfather, who was a rabbi back in Morocco, always had this wish that one of his descendants will continue on in his footsteps and become a rabbi. So here I am. The fact is, when I was in high school, there was one particular teacher who really motivated me to look into the rabbinate. He really inspired me. And in a sense, he was the shaliach of my grandfather, Alav Shalom, just to continue on in his footsteps. And here I am. And I hope I'm making my father and my grandfather and the entire family proud, continuing on in his tradition, in this Moroccan rich tradition of thousands and thousands of years.
Unbelievable, certainly so. And I can't doubt for a moment that you are bringing them great pleasure and that they look down with great simcha. And all who you encounter, us here on this phone call today, who have the zechut to spend some time with you, and certainly those in your community and the school, certainly have the beneficiaries of that wonderful decision that you made. Last question on this short Friday, with so much change because of the pandemic, and hopefully now we're certainly getting closer to the end with the rollout of the vaccines. What communal changes do you anticipate? What do you look forward to for your community and perhaps for the broader Jewish community as we look closer and hopefully soon to the end of COVID-19?
Well, I'm looking for, as we all know, some normalcy. It hasn't been easy, but it has been challenging, and I've been in touch with many rabbis who have the same challenges that I do, whether it is the minyan, whether it is the shiurim, just to come back to some normalcy. But at the same time, I would say that I believe that this virus had, as I said in my comments, brought some unity, brought us closer together, helping each other, understanding that because we cannot be here physically together, and there was a few months that many Bate Knesset, including mine, were not open. Was the time that to pick up the phone? Sometimes we don't do that. We are too involved in our texts and everything else. So it did brought this unity, and I hope that this unity that was created, this closeness between brothers and sisters, certainly will continue on when we'll be able to physically be together. We'll be able to bring this, what we have created during this pandemic, into the different Bate Knesset all over the world.
Bezrat Hashem, we certainly hope so. Rabbi Koga, I want to thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah to all those in need of the answer of the Torah for good. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. On a personal note, I want to thank all of you who reached out and received multiple emails from you, our wonderful callers, condolence notes for my grandmother, Alva Shalom. She was a very, very, very special woman. So very, very much appreciate all of you who reached out. Even those of you who didn't reach out, it doesn't matter. Very much appreciate it. And appreciate all of you for calling in daily. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Taub of the Young Israel of Hollywood in Queens, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.